The chairperson of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paulo Pinheiro, says that both the government and rebel groups continue to violate human rights in Syria. Mr. Pinheiro says that in its previous reports, the panel pointed out that certain groups of people were being targeted in the ongoing conflict.
Now it's much more clear and confirmed, with government forces and supporting militia attacking Sunni civilians and reports of anti-government armed groups attacking Alawites and other pro-government minority communities, including Christians, Armenians, Orthodox and Druze. Some minority communities, including Christians, Kurds and Turkmen, have also been caught up in the conflict. And this is new, and in some cases forced to take up arms for their own defense or taking sides in the conflict.
According to Karen Abu Zaid, another member of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria, there has also been a change in the types of arms that are being used in the conflict.
Recently, we've noticed aerial bombardments and, of course, very sadly, the bombardment on the refugee camp, the Palestinian refugee camp recently. So the aerial element has crept in much more in recent times. And secondly, in terms of arms, you have to look at which arms are being used. Some arms are forbidden in international law already.
Civilians are the main victims of this conflict, according to the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria.
All sides are committing crimes there in terms of failure to distinguish between targets. And you can see in the report that there are sadly violations on the part of both the authorities as well as the opposition groups. And we must relay the message that respect for humanitarian law and human rights pertains to all.
Carla Del Ponte has served as a prosecutor for international criminal tribunals. She is now a member of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria.
We are investigating the crimes that were committed daily in Syria, and we are trying to follow the chain of command to establish the responsibility, both military and political responsible. Of course, not only under the responsibility of the regime committed crimes, but also from the other part. Particularly in the last months, we could see a growing of this commission of crimes from these different groups of opponents. Of course, we are not a judicial institution.
Carla Del Ponte says that at some point, the international community, in particular the Security Council, will have to make a decision on this issue because the perpetrators of crimes in Syria should face justice. Deanne Penn, United Nations.